Hello, and welcome to Morning and Evening. I'm Bill Naff, and I'm glad to be with you today. As Jesus was going to the cross, he warned the people in Luke 23:31 of their coming judgment by saying, "If you cry out when the wood is green, what will you do when it's dry?" And Charles Spurgeon then offers the following explanation and commentary. He says, "One interpretation of this saying is, if the innocent substitute for sinners suffers like this, what will possibly be done when the sinner himself falls into the hands of an angry God? When God saw Jesus in the sinner's place, he didn't spare him, and when he finds the sinner without Christ, he will not spare him either. O sinner, Jesus was led away by his enemies to the cross, and so why do you think you will escape being dragged away by fiends to the place appointed for you? Jesus was deserted by God, and if he was only a substitute for sinners, how much more will you be deserted since you are an actual sinner? My God, why have you turned away from me?" Jesus shrieked. "But dear sinner, won't you cry out in the same way? And when you do," he will answer back, "because you have disregarded my counsel and would not listen to my warnings and reproofs. O sinner, if God didn't spare his own son from his justice, how much less will he spare you?" Jesus was also spit upon, and so what kind of shame will be yours? It's impossible to summarize all the sorrows he endured, and therefore it's impossible for us to tell you what oceans of grief will roll over your spirit if you die as you are now, in your sins, without Christ. By the agonies of Christ, by his wounds and by his blood, don't bring upon yourself the wrath to come. Trust in the Son of God today, and you will never die. And that's Charles Spurgeon's reflection today on Luke 23:31. As always, I encourage you to review these insights by going to our website, where you can access a free transcript online. The address is morningandevening.org.